Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, August 17th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Turbulence is an occupational hazard that we all take very seriously. In recent months, and despite this focus, turbulence has injured several United flight attendants. Given the recent changes to in-flight service procedures, we are often working in situations that are less routine than those to which we may be accustomed. The increased use of carts, the unfamiliar galley packing, as well as the time and space required in preparing the queen carts for use in the aisles, all present new considerations in dealing with turbulence. All of these new service components must be factored into our decision-making when we formulate our immediate response to turbulence. As safety professionals, our primary responsibility on the aircraft is to manage emergency situations and, where necessary, evacuate the aircraft. Turbulence injuries adversely impact our ability to effectively fulfill these responsibilities. It is crucial that flight attendants take immediate decisive action to protect themselves in turbulence. Reconsider your immediate instinct to return to your assigned jump seat, visualize yourself taking the closest jump seat, an open passenger seat, or sitting on the floor consistently, and in the same way as you would any of the essential components of service on the aircraft. In the course of our daily duties, proactively assess options. In an instance where turbulence hits unexpectedly, take action to protect yourself immediately and utilize the options you've developed in that given situation. Turbulence is a known hazard in our profession and is often outside of our control. Proactively assessing options and immediately taking decisive action to protect ourselves makes the ultimate difference. While we cannot control turbulence, we can control our reaction to it when it hits. It's been a little less than 6 months since ratification of our new 2012 through 2016 agreement, and many of our improvements have been implemented. This week, the company updated our Contract Interpretation Committee on their progress in automating the remaining provisions to be implemented. A number of items previously scheduled for implementation in September and October were delayed due to automation programming associated with changes to the 767ME requirements. Please visit our website for an updated implementation schedule. Beginning with the September schedule month, our contract, Section 18B2, provides that a flight attendant shall receive full vacation accrual provided she or he has completed a minimum of 97 hours and 30 minutes of paid activity in each quarter of the 12-month period ending in the August schedule month prior to the vacation year. If a flight attendant flies less than the 97 hours and 30 minutes of paid activity in each quarter, they will accrue 1/24th of the full vacation accrual for the calendar quarter for every 16 hours and 15 minutes of paid activity in that quarter. If a flight attendant flies less than 16 hours and 15 minutes of paid activity in that quarter, no vacation will accrue. For more information about the new vacation accrual, please visit our website. We have received a number of questions regarding the timing of the signing of the LEP pages as it relates to the issuance of bulletins and revisions. Flight attendants who had a supervisor sign their LEP page at the beginning of the month, who will be attending CQ after the effective date of the latest bulletin, are asking if they are required to see a supervisor a second time providing insertion of the bulletin for another review of the FAOM prior to attending CQ. AFA has confirmed with management that once you have had your LEP worksheet signed by a supervisor, any subsequent FAOM bulletin or revision must be inserted in the FAOM by the deadline. You are not required to complete another LEP page worksheet before attending CQ. The supervisor's signature and the revision and bulletin effective date on the LEP page indicate the contents reviewed. Please contact your domicile supervisor if you have additional questions. Several months ago, AFA received the information that the PBGC had found the outside firm they had hired to value United's assets and the pension plans had mistakes in some of the valuations, specifically the value of some of the 43 limited partnerships contained within the plan. Based on those findings, the PBGC made the decision to redo the entire audit. A new firm was hired to recalculate the valuation of the Master Trust, which contained all four pension plans at United: flight attendants, pilots, ground, and MAPC, which is Management, Administrative, and Public Contact Employees. That audit has been completed, and AFA representatives received a briefing on the outcome of the reevaluation and, more specifically, how this affected the flight attendant plan. The reevaluation produced a little more than $58 million additional, around 0.75% of the plan value, to the total value of the Master Trust, which was valued at $7.3 billion. The numbers are all based on asset value at time of plan termination. The mistake was made in the valuation of several of the limited partnerships had. That $58 million was reallocated across the plans. For over 80% of all plan participants, including flight attendants, there will be no increase. for about 18%, there will be a minuscule change in value. There is a 0.58% change in the total flight attendant plan, an additional $8.2 million for a total plan value of $1.4 billion. There are 7,216 retirees in benefit, including those who are still working and collecting a benefit, and only 287 will be impacted. The average increase will be 10 cents, and all are less than $1. The increase will be retroactive to the plan termination date or the date the participant started to take their pension benefit, whichever is later. Letters from the PBGC will be sent to flight attendants on September 1st, and any increase to which the flight attendant is entitled will be reflected in the October 1st, 2012 pension check. In our view, the PBGC has made a good faith effort to ensure our retirees are receiving the benefits to which they are entitled under the rules of the PBGC and the plan termination. These efforts are appreciated. Today, the flight attendants at Continental Micronesia, that's CMI, voted in support of their contract extension. They received a very strong yes vote, with 116 voting for and 32 voting against. With the successful ratification of this extension behind them, CMI flight attendants can now move forward in our collective efforts towards a joint contract. Working together, we will build the new United Airlines. Joint contract negotiations begin next week with the AFA Joint Negotiating Committee and United Management. Congratulations to our sisters and brothers at CMI. In other industry news, we would like to congratulate our sisters and brothers at Ryan International Airlines for ratifying their first contract. Their agreement provides valuable protections for the nearly 200 flight attendants who provide private charter services, as well as passenger service for the U.S. government. We also offer our support to the flight attendants at Piedmont Airlines, as today they sent a loud and clear message to their management by authorizing a strike, if necessary, with a 98% of participating members voting in favor. Piedmont Airlines is a subsidiary of U.S. Airways and operates as a U.S. Airways Express carrier. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.